Hey, Steven?
Yeah, how you doing, John?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
That's what I like to hear. All right's better than bad.
I had a call from Sarah. What?
Tara, with a T.
Oh, Tara. I thought you said Sarah. Oh,
yeah,
Tara. All right. There you go. I'll remember that. I'll remember it.
Yeah, I was saying all right's better than bad, though, you know? If a guy tells me he's doing bad, I just hang up on him.
Yeah, no, there you go. That's probably not good for business.
I'm just joking.
Oh.
Bad. He needs our help, right? But I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, no, she did, yeah.
Okay, she wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, no, I see. Like, every time I need something, I Google it and it pops up and it helps
right.
me out, fine.
Right.
So,
and
my competition's on there, so I might as well get on
yeah.
it too.
Yeah, usually the guys up there do the best because 90% of searches start and stop on page one. They're not even going to page two, you know. They're just taking
right.
the top
all right.
giving them a call. So that's the major benefit to you and all this is that we even have a listing available. It's been some time before we've had a spot available in this area. And so what happens now is Google's given us a list of guys that they feel could be qualified, and me, Tara, and a bunch of my reps downstairs, we're going down a list. We're basically just looking for one of you guys to fill the opening that we have at the moment. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category, so we can't work with anybody else that does the same services. Does that make sense?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Tara told me you'd given Home Advisor by Angie a go, and she's trying to...
Oh, yeah, they got me good.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard
yeah,
some
they
stories.
Just got me good. All they did was aggravate me. My blood pressure went up, everything. You know?
Hey, really, you and me both. I have a lot of clients
yeah,
that have used them, and that I have to help them get away from them. You know, I've had one of these suckers told my client, he's like 75. They sent him like 10 leads without asking him. And he got like a $3,500 bill. They were like roofing jobs. And he goes, you know, I want my money back. The guy goes, no. And it's just it's clear as day. It's clear as day. Just no. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm just eavesdropping on the call. He didn't know that we called together. And
they told me the same thing. They said, you're not getting your money back, and you're obligated to pay 35% of that yearly contract.
It was 30%. That's where I jumped on the line. I said, Bush.
Yeah, no, they're not getting nothing. They got me for $800, and I can't. I just called my bank, canceled the card, said I lost it. It's a canceled number, so they can't run the card no more. So you know what? And I got leads. I said I do roof cleaning and ceiling. That's what I do. I clean the roofs and I seal them and I redo it into shingle, give you an extra 8 to 10 years life on your shingle, so you don't have to go out and spend all kinds of money for a new roof. You get another 10 years out. Up to 10 years, you'll get out of it, guaranteed.
Yeah.
So that being said, they're sending me to wash houses. They're sending me to repair roofs. They're telling me to put gutters up. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, yeah, they just kind of lump you into one big category, and then they just start sending them to you because they don't customize it. You know how I know how they work so well, Steven? It's because they're on Google, so they do Google advertising. Home Advisor by Andy.
Really?
Yeah, they're on the first page. You'll see them there, but they can't get a listing like we're offering you because you're actually in Jersey. They're in Colorado, so they don't get local.
No, I know, right. That's what I said.
Yeah.
And I said that. I said, how could you sell something to somebody if you don't even live in the state? I said, that's bullshit. So the guy, the salesman, Eric, he goes, it's the state of the time or the what do you say? Not the state of the time. Something about time, like
the
future. No, the state of the future, or the time of the future, and that's how things are done now. And I said,
yeah.
Well, that's not how I do business.
Yeah, but what they're doing is they're running the ads over in your area right here on Google, and then if somebody clicks on it, let me see here. If somebody clicks on it, it basically they send it to like. It says 3 to 5 on their site, but they send it like more than that, you know, probably goes to like 6 or 7 guys. But what they'll do is they'll charge all of you the lead fee, whether you get it or not. So they're not really screening to make sure that they're getting you an accurate lead first of all. Then they're putting you in this group of guys and going, hey, I'm going to send the same lead to like five or six of you. I'm going to charge all of you the 30, 40, 50 bucks that they think it's worth. And then obviously only one of you is going to get the job. So five out of six of you just paid a lead fee for nothing. That's where it's criminal, you know. So the Federal Trade Commission's been after him. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, it's been like that for the last couple of years. They shut them down before. They were called Service Magic back in the day.
Yeah, well, I ain't doing. They ain't getting no more money out of me. I don't care.
Well, yeah.
In Colorado, I'm in Jersey. Try and take me to court.
Yeah.
Try and take me to court. Try and take me to court. See if I show up. See if I show up to court. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do
Hold
it.
Hold on, I gotta take a flight out to Colorado because I'm in a lawsuit with Andy.
No, they would have to fly to you.
Oh, they would.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna fly here for nothing because I ain't showing up.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do it. That's the point. That's why I said you did it the smart way. You just went to the bank, said, "Hey, cut it off. You don't get rid of them. Get them out of my hair."
Yeah. No, they ain't coming out here for that.
That's a good thing.
All right. So what do you got? So what do you got going on?
So this first page placement, it's all month to month. We don't charge you per lead or click or call. We're actually building your online listing. So we build your Google business profile up. We'll customize it. So we're only targeting the services you want to be found for in the areas that you want to be found in. That way the calls that are coming through, you won't have that problem that you were explaining to me there with Home Advisor by Angie. Okay, we customize it to you. No lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. Just flat monthly rate. Usually we charge $4.99 month to month, but you already have a website and a few other things, and Tara asked me to apply a credit for you since you've been established already for 13 years, but it says Washington. Were you in Washington before?
No, never Washington. No, I guess maybe because it's close to Washington because I'm like right on the border of Huntington and Warren County. Literally 100 yards, you're in Warren County from my house.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. No,
yeah,
she put
right on the
WAS. I think maybe it was like 13 years, and then she put was, and I was like, oh, okay, what is this? You know, tried to submit.
No, I've been, this business, this LLC has been, I've been in business for 13 years with this business.
Okay. Well, for this
My first
area,
business, I was a, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good, you're good. I understand it. She put a lot of notes in here already, so I got a good idea. It helps me give you the proper quote. But since you already have your own website and you're only looking for 20 to 30 mile radius from that 08822 zip code, I can get the rate down to the 249 month to month. So basically cut it in half. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and no, that'll be fine. Yeah.
And we'll lock you
if
in.
You can do that.
So you keep that deal. As long as you're with
us. Yeah, lock me in.
Okay.
From those two zip codes you can give me?
Yep. Well,
and then, go ahead, you talk.
Yeah, there's a pin Google's going to have to send you in the mail, though. So, you know, you're located Milford, right?
Yes.
Okay. How far away are you from that 08822 zip code? Let me look it up.
I think like 15 miles.
Oh, yeah. Then that's already your service area anyway. But let me just double check. Oh, yeah, we're good. You're almost exactly. It says 15.3. It's a good judgment.
Yeah, no, I drive it every day. That's where my shop is, where I keep all my equipment and everything. See, my office is at my house, so that's why I put my business location here.
Okay, so how it works is Google sends you that postcard in the mail, right? And that's going to mark your tenant location. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So you can pick either one. As long as you can receive mail at your shop, I could use whatever one as like the center point. You can kind of pick that, and that'll dictate who you're marketed to in a full 360 radius from there.
Oh, so maybe it's better if I go it's probably better if I go off of 08822.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
that's
better
what I put in the notes, too.
Yeah, I'll go off of them, and what I can do is, I'll just let you – you can't send the mail here.
Now, where we mail, I mean, we could do a video verification. If you could do a video at your shop, you know, they'll walk you through what they want for it. They'll get on the line with you, and you just, it's kind of like show the mailbox, show the door, things like that. But usually you have to have a mailbox there, realistically. It's part of the verification.
So I have to be registered there.
Well, yeah, if you want to use it as your center location. I mean, we could still hit it from Milford and still be advertised to people there. It's just, go in the opposite direction.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Just go a 45-mile radius from 08848.
Well,
then that's probably better because
you can't reach that far, though. Like realistically, it'll cover up to 40 from where the pin is. It's like the max.
All
right,
so 40.
I can go the max. Yeah.
The 40 would get me. Let me see. That would get me.
Because if you want to show up further than that, we could do it. But then you got to use pay per click ads, and the price starts going up.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right.
So
in other words, so all I gotta do is show a mailbox, a video of a mailbox in my shop.
We'll walk
everything.
You through it. Like we're partnered with Google. We got three different ways of verifying you. One's the pin in the mail. If the pin in the mail doesn't work or there's a problem with your mailing address, then we skip to the video verification. And then there's also a form that you can fill out and send in all your information to. So we just need one of those to be approved in order to, you know, obviously we try all three. But we just need one of them to be approved to get you verified.
Let me ask you a question. If you go off of, you go to max 40 miles off of 08848, how far does that take me past Flemington area, like heading towards New York?
Pretty far. Here, let me pull up
the map. It does, right?
Here.
Like, it'll get me down into, like, Baskin Ridge area and all that?
Yeah, I know for sure you're going past, like, Hillsborough Township. Let me see.
So if I can get down to all that, Hillsborough, like Middlesex, Basking Ridge, Bridgewater, I can get to all those areas?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much making it to the water.
All right, that's good, yeah. Let's go with the 40, the maximum off of...
You don't
want to
get into downtown New York, though. I don't think...
No, I don't want to work down in North. That was another thing. Andrew's going to say, send me a lead for Bronx, New York. I'm like,
yeah,
I ain't going there.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That's a nightmare, just going across the bridge and everything.
Listen, I worked over there for many years, and I have my excavating and paving business. I worked in Manhattan for probably 10 years doing paving and excavating.
Yeah,
no lie. No, I did a lot of work in there.
God. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd lose my...
Nah, listen, I made big money.
Yeah. No, I mean, you never have a shortage of work over there. You know, but it's just...
Well, the problem was I got hooked up with the wrong company. I got hooked up with this general contractor in there in Mafia. So I worked for him for like a year. Gave me a couple good jobs. And then I did a big power plant at the Brooklyn Navy Yard in Manhattan. And then they screwed me for... They got me for $2.5 million.
Yeah.
And they put me out of business.
I just ghost those guys anytime. Like, oh, yeah, you know these people? Okay. You never hear from me again.
Yeah, but you know, listen... but you can't deny that it's a different situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been working there for years, and I got recommended from this one to that one. You know, when you work in the city, things are a lot different. It's not like working in New Jersey. Things are, trust me. Anyway, that doesn't matter, whatever. So I think if we go to 40-mile radius off of 08848,
We'll customize it. So I'm going to schedule a client interview. I'm going to create the account. I'll schedule an interview, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll nail it down. Like I said, we'll customize it. So the 40 is just the maximum.
Perfect.
You don't want to hit over there in Manhattan, Bronx.
No, that's good enough for me. And that gets me out into Pennsylvania. Like I could do Allentown, Bethlehem. I could do Solbury. I could do Doylestown. I could do New Hope. That's perfect for me.
Yeah. You're more focused like Bucks County, huh?
Well, I'm going where the money is. I'm not going where people are going to argue, you know.
Can you negotiate like we're in a third world country?
Well, listen, I'll negotiate a little bit. I'll clean your gutters for free. I'm going to clean your gutters.
Yeah.
So I do your downspouts, your gutters, and your downspouts for free if you hire me to seal your roof to wash your roof and seal it. See, I'm basically going up against RoofMax. That's who I'm working against.
That's the company
I'm going against.
Those guys do Google Guarantee, though. That'd be hard to get you their campaign. Maybe if we do this for a couple of months, like build up your reputation and the customers you're getting in, then you have the money to do what they're doing.
But you know what they don't do?
Mm.
They don't wash the roof, and they don't clean the gutters, and they don't give you two coats. I wash your roof, I clean it, of all the everything, you know how much dirt's in a shingle after 15, 16 years? Forget you. So they just seal right over the dirt.
Winter season.
No, they seal, but they seal right on everything. They don't do it. They don't do a fucking good job. Excuse my French. They do. They came and did my house. That's what made me start this business.
Yeah, they're just big. Say, you know what? Why they're getting all the jobs. They're just big. They
no,
just,
right. So I'm going to... Well, they came and did my house. They came and did my house. It, shit all over the deck, white spots all over my patio. They were here for 25 minutes. They charged me fucking $2,300 fucking dollars.
What the hell?
And I looked at my wife. I said, we're getting involved in this business.
Yeah,
I have a composting business. What I do is I pick up animal waste from all the farms in Huntington County and Warren County. And what I do is I compost it, and then I sell it as fertilizer to all the farmers, and they put it on their fields as organic fertilizer. That's what I do. But it's a lot of work. I got high insurance. It's a lot. You got a lot of heavy equipment. I mean, I got
so many restrictions, state of New York. I forgot to ask you. You got license, insurance, business registration?
Yes, yes.
You all good? Okay. Sorry, I didn't ask that. I can't believe I got this far out of the call. I didn't even ask you.
Yes, just took out life insurance.
I got to double check. And then there's a form that you're going to have to fill out. So look, I got to create this account for you. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay. And last name is spelled D-E-S-M-E-L-Y-K.
Correct.
All right. And then traditional spelling on the first name, just S-T-E-V-E-N?
Yep.
All right. What's your business email? I'm going to send everything in writing and a receipt for you.
My business email is hello at DesmelikFarms.com.
DesmelikFarms.com. Okay. And then the street address. You said you want to use the shop or your home?
My home.
Okay. So...
328.
Okay, hold on one sec. Okay, go ahead.
328. Mm-hmm. Mount Joy Road, Milford, New Jersey.
Why is this coming up Mannheim?
No.
Okay,
did you spell Mount right? M-O-U-N-T.
Yes, yes.
Oh, all right. I don't know. Some people, they spell it M-O-U-T. I don't know. Hey, listen, you know.
Hey, trust me. No dummies are going to be working at the Google headquarters. I'll tell you that. All right. So, save.
It's Mount Joy Road, Milford.
Yeah. 088.
You locked in?
Yeah, Google already gave me the city, state, and zip. They just wanted me to confirm the actual street address with you. Okay, so save. All right, and then websites attached to the Google business profile. Good. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
What do you mean?
I
work. Well, you can't go to my house before 8 a.m.
Could
I mean,
be call
out.
The
call.
Too, there's a little red and green icon on there, too. It tells them open, close. You know, if it's red, they're not going to call you, so you kind of want to set it up right.
No, you leave it open 24 hours.
All right. You get
I don't care. The phone's right next to me when I sleep. I'll pick it up. I don't care. If not, they'll leave a message. Don't leave a message, though. Go to voicemail.
Got some money? Call me.
No, but yeah. But it'll go to voicemail, correct? I mean people, that's what I do.
Yeah.
If they don't answer, I leave a message.
We even have an app for you and a tracking system, so if you're missing it, it'll save it if they called you off of Google. Like, so they know, it captures it, and it's an actual lead and not somebody like a personal call. You can go in the tracking system, call them back.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And how you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah. No, I don't want I guess, put it all, but I'm going to talk them out of the... I'm going to talk them out of the check.
Yeah, check's bad. Imagine a check bounces and you got to go back.
Now, listen,
man.
How many bounce checks I've gotten over the years? Forget about it. If I had half the money that got bounced, I'd probably have close to $100,000.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I don't want to ever be in that position because I'll hurt somebody.
I got a couple of training. I got a couple of training orders
and making me go through the embarrassment,
I got a couple of restraining orders. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've been in court more than once for this. But anyway, so I just want to go, yeah, I'd rather go with checks. I mean, not checks, I mean, credit cards cash and card. Debit cards and cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put
cash. You know, I mean, I'll take a
check optional.
Yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check optional, but yeah, I don't like dealing, you know, I'd rather deal with the credit cards. So I have it all set up in Jobbler, you know, that Jobbler, mm-hmm. it's just another system that we got. So it's all set up where that does everything. I don't have to do none. Just they put their credit card in number and everything themselves. And when it's done, when the job is completed, the card is dismissed and that's it. And it's no longer in the record, in the file, you know, so they don't have to worry about it getting used again or nothing.
Perfect. All right. So I'm multitasking here. I got your account created. This thing's ready to launch. I've adjusted the pricing structure for you. But if we need to schedule a client interview, I want to try to get the client interview done today because they can work on a lot of this stuff over the weekend, even if we're not in the office here. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour.
And then what? So they're gonna come to my house?
No. It's all over the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. Okay.
Yeah. It's easy. It's just ask you questions about the company so we can customize it. They'll go, hey, what are your specific services? So we're listing you for the right phrases. They'll go over the area with you. That way we're not sending you over into town. So they'll touch on all of it. But I need a set time, like an hour window.
Whatever.
Just for you today.
Yeah, no problem. I'll wait for the call.
Okay. How about I lock you in?
And you're saying
one
it's
and two. Good?
One and two is fine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I like getting things going fast because we do everything month to month. They're not binding to a contract, so usually the business owners are like, you know, they want something now. We got to try to show them some ROI before the next bill rolls around, so I'd rather not waste any days.
All right, so who do I pay, you or them?
I'm going to get the money from you here in a second. Hold on.
Let me get my wallet.
All right. I got to create this interview. Here we go. All right, they're going to send you a calendar invitation. They'll text you at noon, just as a heads-up reminder.
All right.
And then the billing
at
address.
At this number, or my cell phone number?
I don't even have your cell phone. I just have this line.
Well, here, tell them to text me at my cell phone. I'll give you my number.
Okay, here. I'm ready for you.
908.
908.
489.
489.
6306.
Okay, I got you. So here, I'm going to send you my number, like my direct number and extension, and then just to make sure this, I got it right here. Boom. There it goes. Let me know when that comes through. You got it?
Yeah, I got it, John.
Yep, there you go. Okay. All right. And
where are you based out of?
Man, my family's from the East Coast, but, you know, we have locations in California. So I've been out here for the last
You're in California. I'm talking to another guy from California. There ain't no one showing up to my house and sitting them down on the couch with me and talking to me.
Yeah, well, it's not that. It's at the Google headquarters. They got to be in choking distance to be a partner of them. So, and you got to do all the training here, and they record our calls and oversee all the operations. And I got to report to them 3 times a week. So it's all out here in California. They don't have a Google in the East Coast. They were going to have one in downtown in Manhattan, and it was right before the pandemic. So they had bought the building, and then the pandemic started, and they were like, well, we're not going to send everybody that was going to move all the way to the East Coast. I was going to move back. And so I've been stuck here ever since. Yeah.
Well, there you go. And how do you like the wildfires?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least we're an hour south of that, but you could see it, you know, and then there's a lot of people up there. It's like Orange County area, so we're not like San Diego, not like L.A. It's just kind of in the middle by the beach.
All right.
Yeah, it's real nice, like Huntington Beach area. It's pretty cool.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, you don't have water like
this
over there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you though. Go ahead.
What the fuck? What did I do with the card now? Hold on.
The billing address is the same, though? I know you had the business address, but the 328 Mount Joy Road is the right address for
the
card?
Yeah, it's a billing address. Yep, that's that's the card.
Okay. Does it say your the business name on it, too?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm ready, yeah.
4847.
4847.
3815.
3815.
2060.
2060.
2726.
2726. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Yep, it's 04. Hold on, let me get my glasses here. 04-28.
Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back?
Is 866.
866. All right. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Just says added protection for you. I'm going to get a little formal on you. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. All right. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
This Melick Farms, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Stephen Joseph Desmelick, president of Desmelick Farms, LLC.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online marketing during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Not saying that you can't do anything else. You just want to make sure that if you add something, you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Correct.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try it for 2 months, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 21st, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month, but you're going to keep that pricing structure of $249. And it says you may discontinue go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine. So you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue one day, let us know before the 21st day so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you have a question, though? Or that's the end of that part?
You just answered the question.
Oh, okay. You
want to make sure. If I want to cancel, just make sure I do it before the 21st so you don't take the money out of the account.
Yeah, because it's set up to automatically process every month. So.
Yeah. So that's all right. That's fine. Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, you're not going to want to cancel, but just full disclosure, you know?
All right, cool. That's what I want to hear.
You'll love it. I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of customers, nobody can. Everybody uses Google, you know? So.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
You're like, I do too.
I do all the time. I use it all the time.
Yeah, and me too. I don't know what it would be like anymore. I mean, I know when I was a kid, it wasn't as popular. It was founded in 96, so it's like, okay. I was alive for a good, like, 10 years before, but still.
Right.
Yeah.
It works good. No, it works good.
Yeah.
I use it for, like I said, I've been using it since 96. So.
I used to use my my grandpa as the... is my GPS.
The old computer.
Yeah. You know these streets?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I had the Apple computer, the big fucking monitor on your desk, all that shit.
Oh, no.
I started out with the game, I was what? 5 years old, 4 years old, Pong. P
P-O-N-G.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
My dad, we went up to the Poconos to look at this, like resort I forget what it's called. I can't remember the name of the resort, but if you signed up, you know, and you got a free pong. You got a promotion. You got a free pong game. So we went up there. That's the only reason me and my brother cried. We gotta go. We want to go. So we went, up there. He didn't buy that. My dad was cheap, but we got the video game.
Yeah, my dad.
And then me and my brother, we had it like a week, and me and my brother were fighting down in the basement one day playing it. He come down and he's smashing a million pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to
he said, no more pong for you.
Yeah, he's the cheapest guy. All
right, so good. Listen, I got to get to work here, but
okay.
That's why I gave you my cell phone, so when they call me, I'll answer.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to get a receipt, everything in writing right now, too. It's texted over to you. So there's a link there of the full agreement. Everything's documented. So get in there and sign that when you get a chance, and then we'll follow up with you at 1, okay?
Oh, the link's on my text message?
It's texted and emailed to you. I sent it to both just in case.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And then so you got to sign up on that, and then we'll circle back with you at 1. We'll do the interview.
All right, thank you.
All right, Steven. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye, John.
Bye.